All right, thank you guys for sticking around. We obviously met Pastor Andy Jurochik earlier in the service with his Wizard of Oz stuff that I wish he'd have told me before the series started. Could have used it. And then obviously we got Paul Hoyer here, who's pastor of Holy Cross and the network. And so I'll let you guys take it from here.
So it's an exciting day. It's a neat day to launch as something altogether independent, something that stands alone and yet together. One of the things that we've talked about is there's a lot of things about being a network that haven't changed. What has changed is the fact that, like he said, you guys have kind of grown up, and now it's time to leave the nest and be able to focus on your own and be able to do your own budgeting and planning, and so that's exciting. But like as any parent, it's sort of bittersweet seeing them leave. But I'll just say the same thing to you that I said to my kids. Don't let the door hit you in the rear.
Nice. Thank you, Paul.
Don't come
back.
Feel
the love.
Yeah, that's it. So we're really excited. And what I wanted to do is a little bit of instruction or a little bit of explanation. Why are we doing this? 6 years ago in 2010, when Zach graduated from the seminary, he was installed as a pastor at Holy Cross, an associate pastor for Holy Cross Lutheran Church. And as far as the Synod is concerned, that's what he still is. Even though he was called as a church planter to start a new church, and he's been your pastor from the time that it started here, and he's been pastoring you, as far as the legal part of it goes, he's called by Holy Cross. So now that you have become your own church, you can call your first pastor. We are going to go with the idea that you want to keep Zach, okay? Okay, that's good. So just as we, in a few minutes ago, made the fact that you are a freestanding congregation legal and we made it official, we're going to officially make Zach the pastor, the very first pastor, of the Cross Mount Dora. So
thank you, Bill. I'm going to ask all of the members of the Cross to please rise. Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture says, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. You have heard the solemn promise of him called as your pastor. Will you receive him? Show him that love, honor, and obedience in the Lord that you owe to the shepherd and teacher placed over you by our Lord Jesus Christ. And will you support him by your gifts and pray for him always, that in his labors that he may retain a cheerful spirit, and that his ministry among you may be abundantly blessed? If so, then answer, we will with the help of God. Will you honor and uphold your pastor as he serves Christ in all his God-pleasing responsibilities? Will you aid him as he cares for his family? Will you be diligent to put the best construction on everything, recognizing that love covers a multitude of sins? If so, then answer, we will with the help of God. The Almighty and most merciful God strengthen and assist you always. Amen. You may be seated. Before we continue, may I say that is the heartiest and most welcoming response I have heard from any congregation during an installation. Zach, are you willing and ready to assume this public trust and responsibility? Are you willing and ready to lead this family of faith-filled, big-thinking followers of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, I am with the help of God.
I am with the help of God.
Zachary Andrew Zender, I install you as pastor of the Mount Dora, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
I think the mount covers the cross too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just want to make it official.
No. The cross.
I didn't know I was going to another church, Andy.
Install you as pastor. What did I say? To the mount, the cross, mount.
There you go, there you go.
Sorry about that. Please forgive me. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, equip you with every good, and with you may do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. Okay.
You can be seated again. There's within the church, going all the way back to the Old Testament times, as leadership was transferred from one person to another, we always ask the Lord's blessing, which we've been doing. But we also take the opportunity at that transfer of leadership for the leaders and for those acknowledged to be the elders and the leaders of the church to take the time to give a blessing to the one who's being installed as pastor. So you guys know the ones that Zach had asked, if you would all come up at this time onto the stage. Zach talked to you ahead of time, I think, hopefully. Yeah. And you should also know we had the conference for the pastor's conference here on Tuesday of this week, and there was
at least 20.
The 20 pastors who were here. And because you were having the installation on Sunday morning, most of them were busy working, so they couldn't be here. But what we did was we did a blessing for Zach on Tuesday while we were all here, and all 20 of those guys laid hands on him, and so he's got a real good start on these next years together. So I'm going to ask you if you would just kind of kneel so we can.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks. Very good. All right, we'll take turns as we go here. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called Zach to be in this place. And Lord, just a few short years ago, you called him into the ministry to be a part of what has now become the Cross Network. And we ask, Lord, that you would now bless him as he becomes the lead pastor for the Cross Mount Dora, that you, Lord, would do great things through this man, through his family, through all those who are gathered together and have now become his family extended.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, your hand upon him as you will bless him and guide him and direct him. And we depend on you, Lord, because God is good all the time. Amen.
Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I thank and praise you for my brother, Zach, my good friend, a man who is been in my life for a long time and willing to take a chance on me and move me from Arizona to Florida to be a part of this family. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for his leadership in my life. I thank you for his dear friendship. God, I pray a special blessing over him today. I pray that the words of his mouth and the meditations of his heart would always be pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would fill him with humility and passion as he serves this family. I pray that you would let him lead us boldly as we go out into the community to show the love of Christ to every single person out there, God. And Lord, I also lift up Allison, Nathan, and Brady at this time. I thank and praise you for their family. This isn't just a calling and installation for Zach today. This is a calling and installation for the Zenders. And we thank you for the Zender family and everything that they have brought to the Cross Mount Dora. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their friendship. Thank you for their love. I pray for them right now. I pray for Allison as she partners with Zach in this calling and ministry, that you would just lift her up and guide her. Thank you, God, for their partnership in ministry. Lord, I thank and praise you for my dear friend Zach. Amen.
Well, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, is on you, because the Lord has anointed you to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness the prisoners, to proclaim the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Father, I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for Pastor Zach, Lord. I want to thank you just for this man, for the calling that you've placed on his life. Lord, it's an honor to serve him. It's an honor to be a part of this, to be a part of this house, to be a part of this family, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for peace in his life. I want to pray, Lord, today that when things just feel like they're overwhelming, when things feel like that it's getting too much, Lord, I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. I thank you, Father, that you equip us for the things that you have called us to do. I thank you right now, Lord, that the same spirit that was on David is on this man today and is in this man today, Lord. There's the boldness of a lion to declare the truth of the gospel, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you've called him. I thank you, Lord, that you've anointed him. Father, I want to thank you for his whole family. I thank you for Allison. I thank you for Nathan. I thank you for Brady, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you call families into this ministry. I thank you for just a hedge of protection around them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you give them the peace and the wisdom and the understanding, Lord. Father, I thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, on this very special day, I echo the prayer of Paul, who said to the ones he loves, may the peace of the Father guard the heart and mind of this man. In the many years ahead, as our pastors, our leader of a faith-filled, big-thinking followers of you, may you guard his heart and mind with the many things that crowd in each day. May you help him to lay down his head every night in peace and sleep, knowing that you have this church. And may you raise him up each morning with joy, knowing that he is yours and you have him in your hands as well. May the peace of God guard your heart and mind so you might rest in peace and rise with joy each day. And those who agreed said,
amen. Zach, there's a verse in the book of Esther. A conversation takes place where Mordecai says to Esther, you've been brought here for a time such as this. I believe, Lord, that you have brought Zach here at this time for such a time as this. You've brought him to this place at this time to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim to the lost the wonderful gift that you offer through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. On behalf of the congregation, I just want you to know that we're walking with you, step by step, hand in hand. And I profess to you this day, Lord, that we will be with him in this journey. Now, I just ask God's special blessings on you this day, as together all of us go forth to do his work at such a time as this. Amen.
Father God, Lord, we are so grateful for Pastor Zach. We are so grateful for the Zenders and what you are doing in this community through them and in them. Lord, I have a simple prayer. I pray that you would just be close, that you would be close to Zach. It is going to be tough. There will be trials. But, Lord, that you would just be close, that he would feel you in these times, Lord, as you continue to do the work you're doing here in this community, reaching the lost, using Zach in a mighty way. Lord, that you would just be close to him in those times, in that special place, Lord, when he is alone, when he feels distant, Lord, that he wouldn't. You would be there with him, and he would just know that your hand is upon him. We love you, Lord, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name, and we place all of our hope. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful God and Father, you have graciously promised that through the preaching of the crucified and risen Christ, those who believe in him will be saved. By your Holy Spirit, grant grace to Zach, whom you have given to be the pastor of the cross, Mount Dora. Grant him readiness and steadfastness in this ministry, patience, understanding, and great zeal. Support and strengthen him in your service, that by your word your church may be built and increased through your Son, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. It says here, ladies and gentlemen, that you are, but more important, you are brothers and sisters in Christ. Not only now are you an official Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation, but you have an officially ordained and installed Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor, the Reverend Zachary Zender.
I've said enough here already today, but thank God for my wife and my two kids. We're playing video games right now, but that's okay. It's been a long morning. But I wouldn't be here today without Allison and her love and her support and encouragement. And thank you to you guys. We both did move away from family, but we have family here. So you guys are that. I've spoken enough already. We got enough jobs to do now. So let's get to work. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Amen.
The Lord be with you.